Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, what to do if you want to convert to a Roth IRA but can't. A Roth IRA is a great way to save for retirement if you're eligible to contribute. With a Roth IRA, you contribute after-tax money, but your earnings get to grow free of federal tax. And you pay no federal tax on distributions if you've had the Roth for 5 years or longer and are at least age 59 and a half. Because a Roth provides retirement income that's free of federal tax, it's a really smart way to invest for retirement. If you're single, your modified adjusted gross income must be under $99,000 to contribute to a Roth in 2007. If it's between $99,000 and $114,000, you can make a partial contribution. And if you're married filing jointly, you can contribute to a Roth if your modified adjusted gross income is less than $156,000. For incomes between $156,000 and $166,000, you can make a partial contribution as well. So how do you decide if a Roth is right for you? If you're younger or think your tax rate will be the same or higher when you retire than it is today, a Roth is likely to be your best bet. You have to pay tax on your contributions today, but your earnings grow tax-free, which can really help increase the future value of your retirement investments. If you've been contributing to another type of IRA or have rolled over your 401k from a previous employer into a rollover IRA, it's possible to convert it to a Roth IRA. But if you convert to a Roth, you'll need to add the taxable amount you're converting to your income on your tax return and pay income tax on it, which can mean a bigger than usual tax bill. After you've paid the tax, though, the pain is over and your earnings will grow tax-free. If you're thinking of converting to a Roth, be sure to estimate the tax bill first. If it's more than you're prepared to pay, you can consider converting just a portion of your existing IRA to a Roth to keep the tax bill manageable. To avoid penalties, don't pay the tax bill with IRA money. It's best to pay the taxes with money outside your IRA. Not everyone is eligible to convert to a Roth. To be eligible, your modified adjusted gross income, whether you're single or married filing jointly, must be $100,000 or less. Because of this income restriction, many married couples with two incomes and single high income earners are not eligible to convert to a Roth. If this describes you, listen up because the situation is actually going to change for the better. In 2006, a new tax law was introduced that allows anyone to convert existing IRA assets to a Roth in the year 2010. So if you want to convert but haven't done so because of the income cutoff, you'll be able to convert in 2010. The new law also lessens the tax pain of converting to a Roth. Instead of having to pay federal tax on the taxable conversion amount all in 1 year, you'll be able to spread the tax bill over 2 years. If you convert to a Roth in 2010, you can pay half the tax in 2011 and the other half in 2012. So if you want to convert all or some of a traditional, rollover, or SEP IRA to a Roth but haven't been eligible, plan ahead and mark your calendar for 2010. As always, everyone's situation is different, so be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Today, I'm giving away 2 copies of The Wealthy Barber by David Chilton. This book is a quick and simple read that explains how to manage your finances and achieve wealth over time. This week's winners are Beth T. and Tim C. Congratulations! Check your email for instructions and enjoy the book. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. If you have a question or comment, email it to money@qdnow.com or call it into my voicemail line, 877-6-RICHER. Also, I'd really, really appreciate it if you took a moment to post a review at iTunes. And thank you so much to everyone who already has. Money Girl is part of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Check out the Mr. Manners podcast for tips on how to be more polite. Thanks for listening.